is gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
Down.
Good afternoon, everybody. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop on a Monday. Hot as you know what outside here in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got a great show lined up for you. Plenty to talk about with sports and entertainment. Joining us is my co-host, Rob Misch, sports writer Rob Misch.
Hey now.
I was waiting for the Hank Kingsley. Hey now. Shout out to Jeffrey with a G. Birthday was yesterday. He's out of town, so Rob's filling in as co-host today. So a happy birthday to Jeffrey with a G. He's somewhere in the air right now. He's landing any minute. He was in Denver, Colorado. So, Rob, how was your weekend, man?
I was holed up in a cave writing about I got a couple magazine features, and it was just yeah, just writing, like a little squirrel.
And also, Johnny's another sports writer on a sister station of ours here on ESPN. Please say hello to Ed Graney.
Fellas, how are you?
Living the dream, but I'm not sure whose.
Well, I don't live any dreams, so,
I know we've got plenty
I
to
have
talk,
no dreams.
Plenty to talk about the weekend and sports and what's going on and what's coming up. And also, my good friend and brother, another happy birthday to Al B. Shure. Yeah. Secret Garden Radio.
Secret Garden Radio.
Yeah, lots going on. Spent a lot of time with Al over the weekend. Thanks again. It was just awesome hanging out.
Absolutely. And that special, special bottle for my birthday. Thank you once again. In fact, I didn't crack it yet. I'm just leaving it on the mantle because it's so sexy.
Special occasion, special drinks for special occasions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, I gave Al a bottle of Jack Daniels, a special bottle of Jack Daniels. For those regular listeners, you know, that's my drink of choice, and it's Al's drink of choice, too. So we spent about 8 or 9 hours talking about that and staying cool in the heat.
In the pool.
So I'm guessing that everybody watched the basketball game last night.
Yeah.
And what's surprising to me is the money line today for Wednesday's game is now only 1 point, Rob. Why did it go from 7 to 9? And after the beating they took again last night, why is it only 1 point differential?
Boy, well, they're going back to Cleveland, first of all.
Yeah.
They're going back to Cleveland, first of all. It was 2, so that means it went from 2 to 1. And so money's coming in on LeBron. They think he'll do well at home. If the past experience is any kind of indication, there's probably a lot of, I don't know, there's probably a lot of good reason to do that. However, last year when this happened and went back to Cleveland kind of held the roost. They did well, but Golden State did not have a member that they have now in Kevin Garnett. Isn't that right, Ed? He's made quite a difference.
Durant changed his last name to Garnett. I like it.
I mean, Durant is...
Did I say Garnett?
Yeah. Kevin Durant.
Wow. Actually, Kevin Garnett defends better than anyone on Cleveland.
There you go.
So,
I meant Durant.
Like 100 years old.
Wow. So. It's Monday. We haven't had enough coffee yet.
Yeah. No, Durant is... and this is what we talked about earlier in our show across the way is, look, people have to stop making the comparison of Harrison Barnes and Kevin Durant. There's no comparison. Harrison Barnes is a nice NBA player. But the people who say, well, now they don't have Harrison Barnes. No, what they have is one of the greatest players ever, who's a 7-footer who defends like a guard now. If he defended like this all the time, he would rival Kawhi and Draymond for defensive player of the year. But he doesn't. But he is in this series. So you can go back 2-0. It's such a different 2-0 because of Durant. It's not even close. And I think Kyrie tried to get that through to reporters last night. He's like, yeah, it's kind of different.
Yeah.
It's not the same. This guy is at another level in these two games.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, if they get one at home, good for them. Maybe they pride it up. But I just don't think this guy's going to allow the Warriors to lose a series. He's too good.
I also see the supporting cast, and I see Darren Williams, and I see Richard Jefferson, and I think, wow. Wow.
Richard Jefferson's like, I give the kid credit. He's like 100.
Right. And in fact, in game one, they had to go to him for some points in the second half. But
you got, Tristan Thompson's a minus 32 right now. J.R. Smith is a minus 30. Shumpert and Love have played okay. They played okay. Kyrie was horrible last night. He scored 19 on 23 shots. It's LeBron needing an IV at the end because he's dead. and guys who are not helping him out.
Yep.
Al?
And maybe just a little bit of the ball handling of the superior one, Steph Curry. You know what? And I think also what's amazing is seeing the elevated version of what we probably all knew in unison, what Kevin Durant could be. Obviously, I think it also makes it a little bit easier to be Kevin Durant when you have those, when you have five all-stars around you, because to defer, I just, and as much as I'm a Cleveland fan as it relates to seeing the drive and what LeBron represents as being the greatest player on the planet, arguably, I just don't think they have any answers. Now, you were saying something very, very, very fun. I was thinking, I said, do we get a repeat of how it went last year with the new element of Kevin, I was going to say Kevin Garnett, Kevin Durant? Do we get that repeat? Does LeBron James have that Michael? Now this is where, when everybody uses this comparison, this is where it would be important. Does LeBron James have that Michael Jordan-esque influence to make these other players, for lack of better terms, put them all on steroids for a day and find the wherewithal to play their positions above and beyond the call of duty? Because that's what it's going to take. I mean, they're just too many weapons. It's like, it's just amazing to watch.
Yeah.
And then I think with the point spread, Jonathan made a point. The point spread is because we're probably just all in disbelief. Just, it's a hope going, you can't be serious, because we see how dominant, you know, LeBron and his collective have been. But this, you know, they're all snipers. They're snipers, they're warriors, they're, you know, for lack of a better term. But they, and it's not a game.
And if they can do that on the road, that'll be impressive. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be out a lot of money with moving that point spread the
and
way it is.
Mind you, they're still undefeated.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we're talking about that. If they sweep in Cleveland, they'll be 16-0. And Dan Wetzel had a tweet earlier today. You know, what's more impressive, 16-0, 73-9? I mean, I don't think there's any question 16-0 is, because in 73-9, you're getting back-to-backs, you're getting guys taking nights off. Right. First of all, they're better than most people they play anyway, so they're going to get the percentage wins there. But 16-0 if they do it. Now, Humans came at me strong at this, and he had a good point. 16-0 in his mind is phony, because if Kawhi doesn't get hurt, there's no chance they win that game. They're up 23 when Kawhi goes out, and they'll never talk about 16-0. I still think it's really impressive, and I do agree they win if Kawhi doesn't get hurt. If Kawhi stays healthy in that game, they're up 23. They're not beating him that night. He was the best player on the floor that night. But he did get hurt, and they did lose it.
Yeah.
So now if they do go 16-0, how impressive is that to you guys, given you know that it's 16-0, but he doesn't get hurt, they're not 16-0?
It's
hard.
I'm going to state the statement that I hate listening to, and I can't believe I'm going to say it, but it is what it is. I mean, it just happens.
Yeah, exactly.
He got injured. It's 16-0.
Yes.
It's not like it's a fake 16-0.
No, they won 16 games.
So,
if they do it.
I mean, that's impressive. That's really impressive. Yeah. But I was thinking about that too earlier. Is like they went after that regular season record so fiercely last season, and look where it got them. They did not win a title. Now look what they're chasing, and look what they're, you know, if they pull it off. Good for them.
Yeah. Well, the pressure is off outside of it, and I just think they're in a groove. They're in this rhythm with each other.
You've seen a team space like that before? They're coming down like almost playing four corners with a guy in the middle and just creating this maximum space so that they all. It's like a well-oiled machine.
The closest thing that I've seen was Sega. It was a video game.
Yeah.
Where you would literally set the players, and you can. Recruit whatever you. This is a video game.
Yeah.
This is really a video game.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
It's amazing. It's amazing to watch.
So they just, I mean, the spacing and you know, after the game one and Tristan Thompson's like, hey, we're gonna bump cutters. We're gonna run Curry off the line. We're gonna be great. And actually, last year when they were physical with Curry, they bothered him. But last year he didn't have Durant. So the spacing now is ridiculous. They can't run him off the line. They're so horrible defensively in transition. They can't find guys.
Yeah.
And when you can't find Curry, he's shooting from Andrews into Summerlin again. Now you have the best Steph Curry in the world that we haven't seen in a while. It's just they're just really good. I mean, we were talking about today what team is out there. Let's say if KD takes less money, which everyone says he's going to, he's in 35 to 32. Okay, thanks for checking in. $3 million, you know, whatever that means. But you know, so they can keep Livingston and Iguodala, they keep this group together, right? I mean, if Chris Paul goes to the Spurs and he and Kawhi and Aldridge, are they close to them? I mean, who's even close to these guys if everyone stays? Who's even close to these guys for the next 5 years? If all these guys stay, that you start the premise with, they're all staying.
Right.
Who's beating that team?
Right. And the beauty is they're playing the game the way it should be played. It's almost like a throwback, like, kids, look at this, watch this, because this is how it's supposed to be done.
Wow.
I don't care if I'm showing my age. I know I am, but that's life.
What is, let me ask this, what is the closest thing that we've seen in history, you know, because I'm thinking of, you know, the Robert Parrishes, or let's even go even further back. What's the closest thing that we've seen besides the, you know, the Magic and the Jordan? You know, obviously we don't want to give them that yet, obviously, because the rings don't associate yet. But it sure does have a sexy look, like, you know, the high flying trapeze circus.
Right.
And what have we seen in modern time that would be closely associated with what the Warriors are doing today?
Jordan and Pippen. That's all I can think of is Jordan and Pippen. The alley-oops that they're pulling off. I mean, the first half yesterday almost looked like they had a shot.
Yeah, right. Well, there's some Showtime-ish tinge to this Warriors team, too, as far as, I mean, they're really peacocking it and making it look fun and talk about the Koopa Loops, harkening back to those.
It's where I grew up in New York. There's a place called the Rutger. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandparents lived there for almost 70 years. When it was, I think it was Giant Stadium there before there was a projects there. Just knowing that it's like street ball, but it's organized street ball to a T. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's phenomenal to watch. And I think that who can break the curse? I mean, who?
Right.
Great question. I mean, Van Gundy last night says, you know, Durant and Curry are they the two best duo? Now then, obviously that's going to go, okay, Jordan, Pippen, you know, Kobe, Shaq. I mean, all throughout the years you're going to get those duos. Again, it's so subjective with this stuff. I think, like we said today, if you're at least good enough to be in the conversation with the sentence that starts off, you're in the conversation, then you're pretty damn good. Because everyone's going to have a different opinion. You know, someone's going to say Jordan Pippen. Someone's going to say Curry Durant. Someone's going to say Shaq and Kobe, all the Boston great teams. But if you're in the conversation, then you're probably pretty good players.
But, but think about it like this also. How do we, you know, and I was watching the interviews, and obviously, you know, they take the two prominent players or what have you to do the press. But wait a minute, the Splash Brothers were still in effect. You know, the combinations were just rotating. I mean, obviously, you're seeing, you know, Kevin Durant at a whole new level. But again, you can have all of them sitting there doing the end of the press game. I mean, for their contributions. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, and Klay Thompson finally made some shots. That's the last thing they need. That's the last thing Cleveland need. If that guy starts playing well, then it is a sweep.
Yeah.
I mean, at least before now, you could say that guy's he's defending. He continues to defend, which you give him credit for, but he can't make a shot. Now he starts making shots. There's no chance.
Do you know why it's a treat having you on today, Eddie?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Finally, I get to ask you questions. The other way around. Finally.
I'll have no answers for you, my friend.
Well, I still say it's really remarkable to go from 7-point spread to 9-point spread to 1-point spread, even though they're going home and they're playing on home turf. They just look so outclassed. I don't see 1 point. I mean, I didn't bet it last night. I couldn't bet it. I just couldn't. Because there was no way of saying, well, they're going to come back stronger. They're going to do something to make it any different. And the first half, again, it looked like, well, okay, then maybe they have a shot. But then the second half, it was just over.
I just can't believe it's going to change so dramatically on the Cavs court.
And it's probably not a good idea to bet on hope.
Right.
Because, I mean, because you just can't, just watching the difference as it relates to knowing what we've seen the Cavaliers do and dominance and just totally rip people apart strategically, and then all of a sudden it looks as though they're being taught the same lesson that they've been teaching all season. I mean, you know, towards the end of the season now. Obviously, they had a little bit of a shake at the end there.
Hope has built a lot of tall buildings in this city.
Stop playing.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio. We're going to take our first commercial break, and then we're coming back with Kimmy Couture and a little bit more. We're going to talk to Ed Graney about the Raiders, so stay right where you are.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
I know you're ready. The world is ready. The universe is ready. Let's do it. Quincy 2.0.
9 day.
Ready.
I love you more in the rain or shine.
I can tell you.
And making love in the rain is fine.
I can tell you.
I know you love when I say it's mine, yeah.
I can tell you.
Love is blind. Baby, won't you just let me know?
I can tell you.
If I could hit it right after my show. Take control, yeah.
I can tell you. Yeah.
And you say,
please don't go.
Please don't go. Time with Vegas Nonstop, where communication is the key. Joining us in studio, Kimmy Couture. And I'll be sure that was the remix of Night and Day with your son Quincy. Want to hear the whole song? But yeah, you can go on YouTube and hear the whole song. So anyway, we've got a couple new sponsors I want to talk about. New York's original Papaya King. Did you ever go to Papaya King in New York?
Are you kidding me? That's everybody.
I'll be sure to biggie to. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're in New York and after the club, you should go straight to get a papaya.
Really?
Two new Las Vegas locations on Paradise Road across from the Hard Rock Hotel and Hawaiian Market Village on Las Vegas Boulevard. New York's original Papaya King started in 1932 on 86th Street, offering tropical drinks and hot dogs that Anthony Bourdain and Julia Child called the best hot dog in New York. That's my Julia Child. You can try the original two Franks with sauerkraut and New York onions, Franks and chili, or go overboard with the Upper East Side hot dog with pastrami, sauerkraut, pickle chips, and a tropical drink. Mention Vegas Nonstop and buy one original Papaya King hot dog and get one free. New York's original Papaya King with two convenient Las Vegas locations. Again, Paradise Road across from the Hard Rock and Hawaiian Market Village on Las Vegas Boulevard. Papaya King, a tropical oasis in the concrete jungle.
Yeah,
did you write that yourself?
Yeah,
yeah, I did. Yeah,
wow.
Stuff's flying all over the place.
All over the place.
So, Ed, you know, I know that you and Rob were classmates together.
Long time
at
ago.
At San Diego State.
Sure.
And
a lot of Fridays at Monty's.
And, you know, and one of the things that we wanted to talk about was that in roughly 18 months, the Raiders were able to pull it together and move to Las Vegas. And Rob here says that you've got some very definite opinions about that.
I better have opinions.
Is it not amazing that 18 months ago this was on nobody's brains, radar, and anything, and then here we are talking about it, and next thing we got to go is a shovel in the ground.
No, it's amazing because it never happens that fast. And but look around here, if you know the right people, and you know it got to the legislature. I covered that whole process. I was at the legislature, sat through those meetings, and saw lobbyists from afar and saw how deals are made. It's amazing. But I do think that the most important thing along, and look, the 750 was very important, obviously, but the most important thing was the owner in that league who wanted it, and Jerry Jones wanted it. And I've been to enough of these NFL meetings to tell you this. Roger Goodell is the commissioner. Jerry Jones runs the league. So when Jerry Jones wants something, that's what's going to happen. Now, Roger Goodell might be in the face of the league in terms of the media when he comes out, but Jones runs the league. Once Jones decided he wanted the Raiders in Vegas, they were coming to Vegas. So however it went, where it was getting the $750 million in tax, to getting the lease done, to getting the NFL to approve the lease and approve the relocation, it was Jerry wanted it, so it happened. The way it is.
And when do you think a groundbreaking might happen, that first shovel in that first?
You know what's really funny? Because at the Review Journal, we did that parking last week, the parking issues and all that. Up to this point, everything's gone so smoothly, and everyone loves the headlines. Now you're getting into infrastructure and non-sexy kind of stories, but these are the important stories. Like, everyone wants the relocation stories and all those headlines, but now it's like parking space. No, that's the important stuff. What bridge is going to be built? How are people getting to these games? How much is it going to cost? If they can get through everything like that, then it's going to be broken ground in December or January. And I'm not doubting anything right now. Like this, like you said, this has gone so smoothly. Why would you doubt anything right now? Now, yeah. Something could happen,
right?
But the Raiders have to come in and buy up a lot of that land. I'm never going to have to. And by the way, the real estate in that land went up in the last 18 months,
sure
my friend.
Has, yeah.
You know, I mean, before the team was coming, it wasn't worth that much. Now it's worth a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll come in and pay for the land because he knows he needs it. But I'm not doubting that the shovel's in the ground by the first of the year.
You moved here about 14, 15 years ago?
12.
12 years ago. I remember having a conversation with you about, hey, there's more to do here. There's more to write about than you would ever think.
Yeah, I think you
Flash.
Were, yeah, I think you had a few shots in you that night telling me that stuff. Because for about 10 years, I was like, Misha's crazy. What am I supposed to write about? You want to be basketball after that? What do I write about?
No, let's flash forward to the past couple of years. Now you got NHL, NFL. Oh, it's all exploded, and huge. You've been here to document it.
No, it's huge. I mean, you and I both, we talked about this. You and I both thought hockey would be the first in as the guinea pig. Someone had to come in and test the market. We didn't ever thought the NFL ever. We just thought, will it be the NBA or the NHL? No one even thought of the NFL. So the NBA, I think, said, you know what? We're powerful enough. We'll let the hockey go in, and we'll see how their market responds to hockey, and then we might come in because they'll have the arena, obviously. And I still think that could happen with the NBA. But, yeah, no, and now that the Golden Knights, and forget about it, with the NFL is such a game changer. Like it, hate it, whatever you think about the NFL, it is an absolute monster in this country. And when you get the NFL, man, and an NFL stadium, you are perception-wise, again, true or not, the perception is you are big time in your city. And when that thing is built off Russell Road and you're on the 15 either coming or going and you see that stadium, then in your mind the perception will be you are in a big time sports city.
And let's talk about this being the entertainment capital of the world, yet the one thing we didn't have is that 65,000 seat stadium.
You didn't have this.
Now is the last piece of the gym that, Man U, Barcelona in the summer.
Yeah,
all
Man
kinds
U, Barcelona.
Of
if the NCAA ever gets off its hypocritical butt and lets championship play come in, you'd have a Final Four for sure. For sure you'd have a Final Four. You will already have Alabama, Notre Dame football or a game like that, Michigan, Alabama to start the year. You will have Barcelona against, Chelsea, whoever they would bring in.
When will we qualify for a Super Bowl?
So the great question, great question. Mark Davis, Mark Davis talked about this at the NFL owners meetings. So 2020 is now Tampa because the LA stadium was delayed. 2021 goes to LA. They just delayed a year. And I believe Vegas will have a Super Bowl in 22 or 23. Those are the next two open. And Davis will be front and center asking for it. And nowadays, if you build the stadium, you get a Super Bowl. So they'll build the stadium. Minnesota's getting theirs. And I believe Vegas will get the Super Bowl in 2022 or 2023. It'll come. They're getting it. It's just which one of those years will they give it to them?
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, talking about entertainment and having a big venue now, how does that impact entertainment here?
You know what? First and foremost, I mean, obviously, it's all strategic as it relates to the economy. Number one, again, it's a very sexy play to have an NFL team here. In addition to, obviously with the new hockey team as well. I mean, it's becoming, once again, I believe it's becoming that full service city. This is planet destination. So this is, everyone wants to come here. I don't care if you're from Greece, Russia, or wherever. Everyone comes to Vegas. This is the entertainment capital of the world, from Celine Dion, the Boys to Men, to Keith Sweat, to whomever. And now you have sports. You have everything. And MMA and just I'm excited.
I'm going to throw it to Kimmy and talk about fighting.
Absolutely.
The fights used to be the big thing. People would come to Vegas for the fights.
Absolutely.
So where are you at with it?
Where
the
am
Raiders
I at?
And everything.
Oh, I think it's awesome. I think they're going to need to build some, believe it or not, more casinos and hotels because we're sold out every weekend as it is. Where are we going to put all these NFL fans, Can you imagine?
Whoa.
And the traffic is already getting bad. So that's the only part I'm not looking forward to.
Wow.
But, I'm pretty excited to go, hopefully soon, go tour the new UFC training center, too.
Yeah, I hear that's outstanding.
Yeah.
Eddie, have you been over there?
No, Adam Hill and Heidi went over and did something last week, and they said it's absolutely amazing that place is that even when Canelo and Triple G come in town, they'll offer it up as, hey, you want to work out here? He'll have a cross section with the boxers, which he should with that big a place. So I heard it's an amazing place. Heidi did great video, and look, you sell your company for $4 billion, you should build a nice facility, and it appears that they built a really nice facility.
Mm. When are we going to have McGregor Mayweather?
That was my question for Kimmy. Yeah. Exactly. Kimmy,
we can go down the line on that one.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to sell some tickets. Everybody wants to see it.
Is it bigger than Pacquiao Mayweather?
I actually think it is. Yeah. It's kind of like that car accident that people can't help watching. If Mayweather can blow through all the boxers that he's blown through, being an MMA trainer, we don't spend enough time on only boxing. We're training everything else too. So I love McGregor. I love watching him fight. He's definitely people's favorite. But I don't think anybody thinks that he's actually going to beat Mayweather. I mean, what do you guys think?
No, I think that fight would be incredible for the buffoonery leading up to it. As a columnist, I want it to happen just for the 5 or 6 or 7 days of leading up to it and the lunacy of those two camps and the craziness it would create for storylines. This is just my opinion. I don't think it would be close. I don't think anyone thinks it would be close. I'm not even sure Connor thinks it would be close, but Connor's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give it $75 million.
I mean there's Connor's always smart. There's always a knockout chance.
There's a chance. And
McGregor's crazy enough. Yeah, he's crazy enough, and he's unorthodox that it could happen. But the hype and the smack talking would be
the best.
Out of this world.
Yeah, that would be the best.
Well, how about this? Is it fair to say, or is it easy to say that McGregor will put up more of a fight than Pacquiao did in that joke fight?
Yes.
Against?
I think there'll be action. Mayweather? I don't think McGregor would settle for anything less. And I think it would be the unknown for Mayweather. So you just never know. I mean, there is that chance. That's what people are going to watch for.
The Pacquiao fight just came just a little bit too late.
That's about five years too late.
It would have helped if he was totally healthy.
Yeah, right. You know. But again, you know, it was a classic fight people waited for. But I think this is probably, and I'm, you know, maybe I'm showing my age here, but I remember the modern day, you know, remember the Ali and Frazier and that type of stuff like that. So for the millennials, you know, this has got to be that for them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because to me, I mean, MMA is everything for me. I mean, every moment I get, you know, I'm at a TV, I'm traveling on tour, and I literally find a way to, you know, watch it in a hotel room before I go on stage, you know, if there's something going on. So I love it. But just to see the two worlds collide, obviously the traditionalists will, you know, probably have an issue with it. But I think it's good for the sport, for expanding the sport. Look, I think everything is significant when you update the software.
Shock value, too.
We're going to have to do that right now. In fact, we're going to take our second commercial break. We're going to thank Ed Graney for coming in, spending a few minutes
Ladies,
with us.
Thank you.
And everybody. Listen to Ed over on ESPN. Thanks. Ed, anytime you want to come on by, you're certainly welcome to. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
It's summertime.
Hey everybody, John and Scott, Vegas Nonstop, and yes, it is summertime, and yes, it is hot. That's going to be triple digits again today. What'd you do over the weekend? Any swimming in, any pool time, or just being mom?
No. Nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting?
Whatever. I think we should. Whatever Kimmy did, she just made it look good. That's
I did get a massage. That was there the highlight of my weekend.
Kimmy just gave us a challenge about training with her.
Yeah.
Like me.
Oh, you guys want to see that filmed?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Me, Jeffrey with a G.
In fact,
Al.
I'm in. Are you kidding me? I'm in.
That'd be awesome.
I'm the biggest Kimmy Couture fan there is anyway. We've known each other for a few years, and I kind of followed everything. It was great because when we were here filming our Donald Trump piece at one point, we did a show with Omarosa and Donald Trump. It was called The Ultimate Merger. We used Floyd's gym. And then I learned a whole. I learned a whole lot back then. It was very, very interesting.
I didn't get the invite.
Oh man, but but we did have we did save a lot of money by switching
to Geico.
I was trying not to give away any advertising.
Well, we talked about losing weight over the weekend. Al and I have both been dieting all month through May, and we both lost a little bit of weight. But it's tough in our lifestyles. Jeffrey with a G as well, because we're out and we're drinking. We're going to, you know, restaurants like the Blind Pig.
Right.
Named after my ex-wife.
This guy.
I have to say that every time I say Blind Pig.
I'm going to hold you to this. I think it would be so cool for you guys to train with me, because you're going to get hooked. And you're going to lose weight. That's the benefit. You have fun. You lose weight. You hang out with me. I mean, come on.
Well, that's fun to begin with. But what would you start us with? Diet? Exercise, diet, both?
Listen, everybody always says, I got to get in shape before I go to boxing or go to work out with you. It's like, that is the best way to lose weight ever. Just jump in there and just start learning, and you're going to be drenched by the time you leave.
Anytime I've had to train for anything, like let's say an award show is coming up or something was significant, like a photo shoot, and I that was part of the training, was I'd be in L.A. and we had a world-class, you know, boxing person, you know, and then also, you know, obviously being friends with Mr. Tyson for many years, and not being able to keep up with him, you know, with the 1,000 push-ups, and I'd have to follow him on a bicycle like 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's running just like Forrest Gump. And he would just keep going and going. And I'm like, where does this come from? And that's that. It's a whole nother energy. Mm-hmm. You know? And I love it. So believe me, it's something I aspire to. But I'm down 12 pounds.
That's
and
great.
For me, you know, just having a birthday is nothing to do with vanity at this point. This is all an entertainment health. Industry. This is all about my health at this point. And I'm actually excited to just become acclimated with learning so much about my diet and the things I'm eating, you know. So I'm enjoying asparagus and air and water and all this good stuff.
I've done it before. Like everybody else, I've been yo-yo diets. You know, yo-yo ma. You know, I'll go up, I'll go down. I lost 65 pounds, and then I put back 50 of it. You know,
this
and then
is the guy that orders bread and meatballs every chance
no
he gets.
No. I'm off the bread. Cutting back on the carbs, trying to have more protein. Still do my old man walk in the morning. Started doing planks.
That's good.
Yeah, started doing planks.
I thought you were glowing today.
I don't know about that. You look more like you're glowing than I do, I think. You know, we didn't do too much damage. The red wine is tough for me because, you know, it's all sugar, and I get that.
Right.
So how would you start us? How would you start us on the train?
Because I know you love your wine, but limit that to maybe twice a week and make it a reward. So if you're strict the rest of the week, then it's your reward. So you work out with me and work hard, and then you get your reward day. You can go out and have your wine. I would clean up your diet, of course, and I'm going to work you to death. So
what's a workout like?
But it'll be fun.
What do we do?
I customize it for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I'd probably start off.
I think there's a dog that got into the studio. I hear barking.
But,
Hey,
where's that drum roll?
Bobby says that's a fact, yeah. Ryan, you don't have trouble with you pretty much stay the same, right? You don't worry about your weight.
No, I don't worry too much.
But you don't drink a lot either. We're talking about it before the show. You just have a couple of beers and.
Yeah, I told you over Memorial Day, I was at a buddy's pool party and I had a couple of Coors Lights and I sat there and I thought I couldn't remember the last time I had a Coors Light. So I get so busy working and writing, organizing, interviewing, and then I'm knocked out for 8 or 10 hours to sleep, and then the whole thing again.
Must be so nice.
I stayed home all day yesterday. I drank a whole bottle of wine.
No, that's wasteful. By yourself?
Yeah. I drank a whole bottle of wine by myself.
Deep in the thought,
Watched the game and you know, made some dinner and. That's it. I drank the whole bottle myself, though. But, you know, it's not good. It's not. Yes, but it was Sunday, and, you know, I didn't do too bad at your house.
I did pretty well. I did. I got in maybe, you know, 10 laps or so. I'm really trying to, you know, do it every morning, you know, maybe ride the bike, do the laps. The swimming seems to be the best because
I love it. I swam a little bit at your
every
place.
Muscle, you know, and it's been a journey, but also, you know, the diet is everything.
It is.
What did you put into your vessel is really
the vessel. That's what I was calling it, the vessel.
Yeah, because and then you know, being at the doctor for the last, you know, 2 weeks or so, and just getting this regimen, it's really been about the thing that I've been mandated to give up are rice, bread, and pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things, and sugar is worse than heroin.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I don't know anything about heroin, but I'm saying,
I'm on the heroin diet. Black tar.
But I'm saying, but it relates to, you know, anything, because I've been reading a lot, you know, just trying to understand, especially when, you know, I'm given this supplement and this stuff, so I've been reading everything, and mm-hmm. as I'm going through it, I'm like, wow, like you have no idea, sugar is a beast.
I mean, white death.
And there's a lot of sugar and alcohol.
Well, yeah, and the red wine's just loaded with sugar, I know.
And it's very hard for people that truly enjoy it, and especially as a social thing, especially what you do for work. So you have to make it a reward for you. So you're not doing it every day, but it's your reward day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you're limiting your calories. It's all about calorie intake, and you don't need to, like, be a little scientist about it. But, you know, I could teach you a Cliff Notes version of how to keep it low. And I tell everybody to start out with beet juice in the morning. You know, if you mix it, I go to, you know, Rachel's Kitchen. And
start
they
out
mix
with
it with beet juice.
My favorite.
But they'll mix it with carrots and apples. They mix it with a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But
oh,
the
juice?
The beets, beets themselves, they raise your nitric oxide levels. They're good for men. They clear out your arteries. Okay? It's something
beating
that.
Beating yourself is good, is what you're saying?
It's something that you'll feel right away. Like immediately, like you'll have an energy to go through your workout, through your day, through work, through whatever.
So beets.
Beet juice.
Beet juice.
Yeah, I mean, beets are good too, but the juice.
Because the two things as a child, I have to be honest, two things that I was traumatized with, And you know where I'm from, you know.
Knives and guns?
You better eat all your food. So,
right.
You know, so we grew up that way. You better eat all your food or else, you know, you're not going outside to play. You can't, you know. It's like finish your homework and eat all your food. Those are the two things. So you eat everything. But the two things that would always be incorporated, what my mother would do is she would feed me healthy portions of, what's my?
Quinoa?
Huh? Like the one thing I just couldn't do, Brussels sprouts and beets. And recently, someone very special, very, very special, tricked me. And I had the most incredible beets and Brussels sprouts ever. Now I crave it.
Together?
Together.
Well, Al, in a salad. Yeah, I guess.
How did they mask it, Al? What was the trick?
Good chef.
Really?
Well, yeah. When you have it in juice, they mix it with apple, they mix it with parsley, they mix it with carrots, celery. You know, they mix it with a lot of things. But it's something that, it's like Roto-Rooter for your arteries.
Oh, I love it.
Guys need it. You need it.
I like that.
You need it.
What? Beets or
beet juice?
Beet juice?
Yes. It's the most natural cleansing thing for your arteries that you can do. Yes.
My old Russian grandmother used to give us beet borscht. We'd have it hot in Chicago with like
that sounds nasty.
Hot beet borscht? Well, when it's 30 below zero, it's not that nasty. We have it cold in the summer and hot in the winter. So yeah, a lot of people say beets are good for you.
Not just good, they're like
exceptional. So you say start the day with juice?
I've been doing it every morning because, you know, I do the same thing. You fall off and I hurt my back, as you know. So
right.
You get bored and you drink every night and it's fun and everything's social hour and I wasn't working out. So you pick up weight and then now that my back's feeling better, I'm back in the gym and time to clean it up. And I go from one extreme to the other. So now there's absolutely no drinking for me. I've been starting out every morning with beet juice. And then, you know, I carry on with my diet, but you feel so amazing. I was, you know, one way for so long, and now that I'm back with this, I'm like, how do I ever stop? It's so good.
And in a quick nutshell, so you're preparing for a fight in that day. What is something what's your go-to in preparation for a battle? Because this is not only just a physical battle, this is a mental battle, because, like I said, I'm the biggest Kimmy fan there is, knowing what you're capable of doing. It's amazing. Just watching week after week and seeing what these fighters go through and just having an imagination about it. Mm-hmm. But seeing how you performed, like what was your go-to meal? Like
during training or during that day of the fight?
During training.
During training, you know, each day was different. On the days that I had wrestling, I definitely had to get more carbs and more sweet potatoes in me. Start out with oatmeal, a lot of berries, blueberries, raspberries.
Antioxidants. That was
yep. And I would just start out with my oatmeal. I would do a superfood smoothie. I work with my doctor here in town, Dr. John Fitzgerald. He works with a lot of the fighters. He does their blood work, and he has a company called MyNutritionAdvisor.com. So he sells these superfoods, and you get those in you. He also has powdered beet juice in his superfood bags. So I'm still getting, I'm always got those beets in me because, like I said, it raises your nitric oxide levels, which makes you feel like you can just, like you're Forrest Gump, like you just run forever. Have that energy. You feel that burst of energy. You feel healthy and ready to go. And you really need that when I put in, you know, 6 hours of training a day, three different sessions.
Oh, wow.
So,
and working on each aspect, the wrestling, the ground game, and if the
wrestling days were the toughest days. That just really takes it out of you. You know, you could have great boxing cardio, but then when you start wrestling, it tests that.
Well, that's, I'm in. We're going to figure it out. I don't know if, Al's traveling more than I am, but, you know, Jeffrey and I are
It'd be
here.
So fun.
Yeah, well, I'm down
with it. Start off with boxing and just, there's a lot of other stuff that I incorporate in there. It's a lot of fun. You're going to sweat like crazy, and you're going to feel like $1 million and sleep like a baby that night. So you need
that
it.
Means I'm going to pee the bed. I want to welcome our new sponsors, Windows Plus. Summer is here. It's time to think about new windows and glass doors to insulate your home or business and save money on energy. Windows Plus has the newest technology to make your home cleaner, quieter, look fantastic. For a free estimate, visit Windows Plus 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba. Give them a call at 702-450-2275. That's 450-2275 for Windows Plus. Also, another new sponsor, we talked about it before, New York's original Papaya King. Two convenient locations serving great New York-style hot dogs, refreshing drinks located on Paradise across from the Hard Rock Hotel, and in the Hawaiian Market Village on Las Vegas Boulevard. Mention Vegas Nonstop. Get two hot dogs for the price of one. Papaya King, a tropical oasis in a concrete jungle. And also, the Freight Connection is offering $50 off your shipment when you mention Vegas Nonstop for all of your large freight shipping. Call Freight Connection at 310-375-7366. That's 310-375-7366. We're going to take our last commercial break and be back with more of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio.
Just to try to earn a dollar. Yeah, every time I call my baby, I gotta try to get a date.
No die, son, you gotta work a lady.
Jonathan Scott, big with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio. That I think Gal's voice is deeper than that guy's voice.
Just a little bit.
One more time. Yeah. One more time for working late in the summertime. Okay, so we're almost out of time, so there's a couple things we want to talk about. So, Rob, you got a PBS special that you recommend? A
couple shows are coming up. I happened upon this PBS show last night. Bill Belichick narrates a piece, an hour piece, on Normandy, and he narrows it down on strategy, what the Germans aim to do and everything, but I just was caught totally off guard by Bill Belichick narrating the show. Obviously, it's the 73rd anniversary of the D-Day landing tomorrow, so watch for that on the loop on PBS. And Wednesday, June 7, look for The Godfather. It's around town in the big theaters on the big screen, so it's in conjunction with AMC, so you can't miss that on the big screen.
Yeah, well, I watched The Godfather, the new one. They've got some added scenes in it, so, you know, if you've got 6 hours to sit in front of the TV, the new Godfather is on. So plenty to do.
The new Godfather.
Huh? Godfather Saga.
The Godfather Saga.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant there was like new scenes or new.
Yeah, they've added some
scenes. Remastered.
Kind of like the director's cut that they... Al, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, you know what? Let's see. So the greatest and the latest is about Netflix. So two projects on Netflix. Mr. Adam Sandler. We have a film called Sandy Wexler,
so funny.
Which is just
so
hilarious.
Funny.
It's a fun outtake on anything significant from the 80s and 90s.
I think the funny part is that we know people like that.
Right, exactly. and it's just a fun take. Also, something I was kind of and really more honored than anything else, South Side with You, the brand new, it's a film about the Obamas and their meeting and their love affair. And I was elated, you know, I was watching and I forgot about it. And I was watching and as they met, first time that I think they were driving in the car together, they were listening to Night and Day. And so imagine, like, I'm sitting there, like, I got a tear coming down. I'm like, how cool is that? And, you know, just to be a part of such a historic relationship and knowing that my art was present at that time. So I got to give a plug to that one. A big shout out to John Legend, you know, who's executive producer of the film as well.
You've got some shows around the country. We've got some viewers and listeners in different parts of the country. Is that the New Jack Sunday?
Official Al B. Show for everything. I have to go to a big show in B.B. King's, New York City. Coming up, we have Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. on the 28th, Wednesday the 28th. It's called An Intimate Night with Al B. Shore. And then on Friday, we take it to New York City. And then, but there's going to be a special surprise performance because I think my youngest king is going to be in New York around the same time, but I'm not going to say too much about it.
Hashtag Secret Garden Radio. Hashtag
just visit secretgardenradio.com.
Yeah. Aww. Hashtag Vegas Nonstop. Kimmy, what do you want to plug? We've got a couple minutes here.
I'll plug my doctor's site again. I mean, he's helped me so much, and, you know, you'll learn more from him because I want to introduce you to him, Dr. John Fitzgerald. So MyNutritionAdvisor.com is an amazing website. There's videos.
Was it MyNutritionAdvisor.com. MyNutritionAdvisor.com.
There's videos on there. You can just, if you want to learn about health, he does a lot of videos on there that are archived, and anything you want to know about health, weight loss, and anti-aging, you can check it out.
My doctor is Dr. Vinny Boombatz. It was Rodney Dangerfield. It's good enough for Rodney. It's good enough for me. A baby seal walks in the bar. Bartender says, "What do you have?" And he says, "Anything but Canadian Club."
Oh boy.
I can't tell that joke enough. Bobby, how are we doing? Are we it? Is that it?
Yeah, bye bye.
All right. If you see us out there, buy us a drink. It doesn't have to have alcohol, except for mine. Say hi, say hello. Eat well, party hard, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Like us, share us. Thank everybody. I want to thank Ed Graney for stopping in. Also, you know he's not here. Rob Mears, thanks for filling in.
Hey now.
Hey, I'll be sure to talk to you right after the show. Kimmy Couture.
Past time. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Eat well, party hard.
And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons why.
what reason do you need to be shown? Whoa.